Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
I learned very quickly that women wear sunscreen almost every day, and I was like really surprised to hear that. But I kind of felt like, I cared. I just didn't know. I just had never heard that before. And so now I'm like all in. I want to make sure I take care of myself.
She came back with a counter argument that was, well, the sun doesn't discriminate and neither does skin cancer. Mm-hmm. So she got him to wear it and I ended up starting to wear it more often.
Eliana Goldstein is trying to educate men on the importance of something they never knew they needed, sunscreen.
To help more men wear sunscreen, we need to have a full team behind it.
I'm Sarah Fenske. This is St. Louis on the Air. A study by St. Louis University researchers last year found that head and neck melanoma among younger people rose significantly in recent decades, by 51%. The incidence was higher among males than females. The researchers pointed to that discovery as something to consider in future prevention campaigns. For Eliana Goldstein, that's a business opportunity. The St. Louis residents' new company is called Get Mister, and it aims to connect men with a product that could save their lives and their faces. And she joins us today to tell us about it. So, Eliana Goldstein, welcome to the show.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thank you for joining us. And frankly, the idea of sunscreen for men, this sounds so simple. What made you realize this was a problem that actually needed some attention?
Yeah, well, you know, growing up, this was definitely on the forefront of my mind. I have grown up with two parents as physicians. My father is a family physician looking at tobacco cessation. And then my mother is a skin cancer surgeon and dermatologist. So
this a whole lot of public health in your family.
A lot of public health. And so, but, you know, while I had this great, you know, system, and at age 13, I started wearing a moisturizer and tinted foundation, and it had SPF inside or sunscreen. My brothers, who were both older, they didn't start wearing something. Mm-hmm. And so even from an early age, it was very apparent. And then, you know, even more so now, that the things that are out there for men just aren't serving them. And we know that when you wear sunscreen every day, you're reducing your risk of skin cancer by 40%.
Hmm. It is interesting. When I talk to people, just friends, casually, about the fact we're doing this segment, women were all like, oh, yeah, sunscreen. Of course, I wear it every day. And men are like, yeah, I actually don't wear sunscreen. And if anything, they were almost a little surprised to realize, like, yeah, you're right. What do you think it is where men think of this so differently, even your own brothers, growing up in a home where this was taught?
Well, what we've seen and what data has shown us is that a majority of the marketing campaigns to date have really focused on women and tanning and tanning beds. And that is important, of course. But a lot of research shows that it hasn't talked about, you know, men don't talk about their skin as frequently, but they still have those same issues. And actually, they perform even more poorly when they do get skin cancer. So they doubly need this protection. But when we talk to men, we hear actually they're using something. It's a moisturizer or maybe an aftershave. But a lot of those products don't have sunscreen inside, or they don't have a mineral sunscreen. And that's where we really saw, like, oh, they're using something, but it doesn't have sunscreen inside.
And you said men perform more poorly when they get a melanoma. They have worse results with this sort of thing?
Yep, that's exactly right. And the causes behind that, there's a couple of different studies out there. But inherently, a lot of men don't realize, like, their skin is thicker. They have more collagen. There's functional differences in the way that men and women's skin react to products, to the sun. So they actually require specific products as well.
Hmm. So the sunscreen that I'm using, I can't just tell my husband, hey, you need to start using this. He would actually need something formulated differently.
And exactly. And it's not that it's not that our sunscreen will necessarily, you can't use it if you're a woman. But what we've learned is men's skin tends to be a little bit more oily and prone to acne. So what we looked at is, how can we create something that is just as protective as what you're using, but is a little bit lighter weight, and might be a little bit more enjoyable to use as well.
Hmm. Well, if you're a man, we're curious to hear from you. Why don't you wear sunscreen daily? Or maybe you do. Maybe you've thought about why other men don't. We're curious to hear from you. You can give us a call at 314-382-8255. That's 382-TALK. Or you can send us a tweet at STL on air. Or you can email us at talk@stlpublicradio.org. So, Eliana, you feel like you've solved this problem. Your company's name is Get Mister, but I understand the name of this product, you're calling it the Daily.
That's exactly right. There's definitely a whole host of products out there focused on seasonal use or when you're at the beach, but this is really focused on something that we believe men would want to use every day because it has an aftershave, it's a face lotion, and a sunscreen all in one.
Hmm. I understand you're based in St. Louis, but you're not originally from here. What brought you to want to come here to do this startup from St. Louis?
Yeah, I'd actually only visited St. Louis once. It was with my father when I was touring schools back a couple of years ago. And then when I was graduating in 2018 from UNC Chapel Hill in North Carolina, I was looking at programs that would provide me with some sort of experience that might make me more capable of one day starting a company. And I came across the fellowship Venture for America. Hmm. It's a two-year program for recent college graduates to go work in a startup or venture capital firm to really gain the foundational skill set of what it might take to one day start a company. But beyond that, you join this network of 200 young professionals who are also looking to maybe start a business or learn from a bunch of other really inspiring individuals from across the country. So I came to St. Louis through that program and have been here for the last 2 years.
So has St. Louis proven a good place to try to launch a sunscreen for men?
It's interesting. As soon as I started working here, I actually noticed that there was just this abundance of resources that exists for young entrepreneurs like Arch Grants. And I worked inside of Cortex and just saw Venture Cafe, all these different opportunities to build a business. Hmm. So in 2018, actually, the first time we pitched what was, I don't even think had a name for it at the time, but was at the Scandalaris Women's Networking event. They had an opportunity for someone to go up on stage. I was like, all right, we'll just see what happens if we try pitching it out here.
And from there, it went well?
Yes, it went pretty well. It had enough to have a couple of people come up afterwards and be like, oh, yes, you know, it was all women at the event, of course. They say, like, oh, my husband, I really wanted to have something for him. Or he talks about, you know, not liking his current products. And then from there, we went on to pitch at 1 Million Cups through T-Rex. And then now I've joined a business accelerator through Venture for America. And so we're still in St. Louis. We're getting the bottles here shipped in just a month.
That's so exciting. And yeah, there is so much of a startup culture here. I mean, it's kind of amazing. You don't realize till you're embedded in St. Louis just how much energy there is in that scene. But I also find myself, I'm curious, you know, you talked before about how sunscreens are marketed to women. Are you marketing this one to women to buy for men? Because that is easier than getting men to actually realize what they need to do.
So what we've realized with this product is that we know that it's not just a problem that impacts men. It impacts fathers and mothers and partners, and that really to make a difference and to help more men wear sunscreen, we need to have a full team behind it. Mm. And so that's where we really, you know, it's a lot of times the spouse that is encouraging or the daughter who wants to see and wants to help the misters in our lives, you know, be the best versions of themselves. And a lot of men are looking for something that, you know, makes them feel good every day and is doing more for them, especially right now.
Interesting. So women are a valuable partner in this effort of reaching men. I want to go to the phone lines. Mike is calling from St. Louis. Mike, hi, you're on St. Louis on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking me. So you said that you wanted to hear from men, what you know, why do we not wear sunscreen?
Yes.
And I wanted to respond to that.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. So for me, I feel like more recently I had like a little more time, a little more money, and I wanted to care a little bit more about my looks. And I learned quickly, and that included like skincare and stuff. And I learned very quickly that women wear sunscreen almost every day. And I was like really surprised to hear that. And I learned why. And I was just like, I think the attitude seemed to be like, oh, well, moms or anything like that would say, well, we just thought men and boys don't really care about their skin or don't really care about their looks. But I kind of felt like Oh, I cared. I just didn't know. I just had never heard that before. And so now I'm like all in. I want to make sure I take care of myself.
Well, that's great to hear. So, so Eliana, Mike sounds like the classic example of somebody who could be persuaded.
Mike, we'd love to talk to you. But what we've actually really, truly, I completely agree. What we've learned over the last few years is people come to skincare for all sorts of reasons. And it's a pretty personal decision, you know, why we put things on our face, whether it's kind of like why we work out. Are we trying to meet a fitness goal? Or, you know, are we trying to fit into a pair of jeans? Whatever else, whatever your reason is, maybe you want to live a longer, healthier life. Like, all of those reasons are valid, and we want to make sure that we're providing the right and accessible information along the way to help you meet those goals.
Well, Mike, thank you for that call. It's great to have the men's perspective here. Here we are talking about men, and we are two women, and so it's good to hear from a real live man and Mike's journey, hopefully. Mike, hopefully you'll be a role model for the other men out there listening. We also heard from Brandon on our St. Louis on the Air Facebook page, and he writes, this is a great idea, but he adds, one wonders if some of the root cause of men not wearing sunscreen isn't fragile masculinity. That's what makes guys less likely to wear it. Maybe the way some men feel like that it's wimpy to wear masks. This is a thought I've heard expressed in some political arenas, that men feel like they can't protect mm-hmm. their face and still be a man. Is that possible, Eliana?
You know, what we're seeing, that's definitely possible. But what we're seeing in our conversations is that more and more men are looking for solutions that build, you know, something that's a healthier lifestyle that does more for them. And that's actually part of where the name Mr. comes from, because to be a Mr. means to do things that, you know, do more for you and take care of yourself, so you know that you're taking care of others for the long term, and all of these things come back to play. So that might be the case, but we're seeing more and more men that are open to it, that are looking for these types of products, just like we heard from Mike earlier, that they, you know, for appearance or for health, in the long haul.
Mm-hmm. We also just got an email from Justin in Ferguson. He writes, 5 or 6 years ago, one of my daughters gifted me with a sample pack of products from Jack Black, including a lip balm and facial moisturizer, both of which are sunscreens and both of which I have largely used daily ever since because they're such pleasant products to use. I think that many men avoid products such as these because of our perception that skincare is more of a feminine need. Real men don't need moisturizer. It's interesting. There is this thought out there. Let's go back to the phone lines. Nelson is calling from St. Louis. Nelson, hi, you're on St. Louis on the Air.
Hi. So my girlfriend, when we first started dating, she said that she had to convince her dad to start wearing sunscreen. And his argument originally was that because we're black, we don't need to wear it. And she mm-hmm. came back with a counter argument that was, well, the sun doesn't discriminate and neither does skin cancer. Mm-hmm. So she got him to wear it and I ended up starting to wear it more often. And that was 5 years ago.
Well, Nelson, that's great to hear. And Eliana, I'm curious about that. We actually did hear from some other people on our St. Louis on the Air Facebook page who said, yeah, I think somebody said, I'm Guatemalan, and so I don't have to wear it. This idea that darker-skinned people don't get skincare, is there truth to that?
I think there's, to some extent, an implicit bias among people who don't have darker skin to think, you know, oh, well, a tan protects you. Well, really, tan only protects you with a certain SPF level of like maybe a 3 or 4. And it is true if you have darker skin, your rates and your likelihood of contracting skin cancer are significantly less, but they're not zero. Mm. And that it's very true that other issues like perhaps hyperpigmentation or skin discoloration or other things do result from UV or sunlight damage. And so wearing a sunscreen can actually protect from both skin cancer and other issues. And so when we think about this, I think one of the things we've really thought a lot about is how do we provide the information to make sure that people know to still be conducting skin checks and skin examinations and provide products that, you know, that we're looking at that can work, because historically most mineral sunscreens leave a white cast or a white tint on people's skin because it's a white powder. So mm-hmm. it's looking at finding better products that can serve a wider audience and, again, helping whoever it is meet what their skincare goals are.
Hmm. Well, it's great to hear from some men who've seen the light here, and it's great to hear about this new product. In our last minute here, Eliana Goldstein, if people are interested in getting this product, the daily, what's the best way they can get more information about doing that?
The best way is on our website. We have pre-orders available that will ship out in almost just a month's time. They'll be shipping out here from St. Louis, Missouri. And then we also, if you're not quite ready to pre-order, we have a wait list as well, where we're launching our sweepstakes today. So if you get on our wait list, you have the chance to win one free year of the daily product.
Okay, so you might want to check that out. That's at getmr.com, G-E-T-M-R.com. We'll also have that linked on our website, stlpublicradio.org. So, Eliana Goldstein, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.